Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the role of sincerity in our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude and obedience to Allah. Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are speaking about sincerity and how it is an engine of victories. Yes, the concept of ikhlas, which is incredibly important and is a foundational part of our ubudiyah, our worship and our servitude and our obedience to Allah. There you go. It is ikhlas. Ikhlas is the fundamental building block of our ubudiyah. The more sincere our ubudiyah is, we find the more powerful our ubudiyah becomes. And truly, sincerity and ikhlas is one of the engine of victories. We find in Maktab Sulaimani, the school of thought of Hazrat Qasim Sulaimani, we find that sincerity and ikhlas is very bold and it is very highlighted and it is something that is very, very important. So we speak about this magical word, if you will, sincerity and ikhlas. Hazrat Qasim Sulaimani was an incredibly humble individual, but who was also very brave. And truly, he was very sincere to the cause and to Islam. He was a symbol of the Islamic Republic's resistance against America and Israel and the arrogant powers of the world. It seems like he organized his entire life around for Allah, for the sake of Allah, fi sabilillah, or qurbatan ilallah, to seek nearness to the Almighty Allah. Now, when an action is for the sake of the Almighty Allah, then of course position and medals and fame and status, they no longer matter. And this is clearly what we see in Shaheed Hajj Qasim. He was never in it for positions or medals or fame or status. Many people didn't even know that he existed. The common masses only began to understand or realize that he even existed after his martyrdom. Before his martyrdom, nobody really knew who he was or what he was doing. And to be honest, so many years after his martyrdom, even to the present day, many people still don't know what exactly his role was in defending the pure Muhammadan Islam. It was this very sincerity and ikhlas of Shaheed Hajj Qasim that turned an ordinary soldier into a legend whose name terrified the enemy. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd As-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wherever we may live in this world, we are one way or another going to have to interact with the opposite gender. Islam values knowledge, Islam values work, Islam wants people to have good ambition in their lives, and this means that you are going to have to go to school and go to university and study and pursue a job and everything else along those lines. At the same time, there is going to be that level of interaction with the opposite gender. We should never in any way compromise our level of modesty and chastity and adhering to what it is that our religion requires from us as followers of Islam. And that means that Islam does not approve of free mixing or interacting with the opposite gender without some kind of restriction and boundary. Now, I'm not going to explain the complete details of these boundaries or restrictions that one needs to put on himself or herself, but one of the issues that we have in today's society is how easy it is to gain access to somebody else as far as interacting. You know, once upon a time, you'd have to make some effort in writing a letter, for example, or seeing them in person. But nowadays, because of the individualization that we all have mobile phones, we all have emails, we all have social network accounts, and that makes it easier for someone to be able to have access to another person. And sometimes it could be used in the wrong way. And that's what I would like to draw attention to. Unfortunately, there could be certain individuals who do not wish good for you, who want to avoid the greater responsibility of commitment, who want to try one way or another to find easy ways of interaction with the opposite gender. And that's why in Islam, when it comes to premarital relationships or communication on a personal level, one needs to be very, very careful and cautious. That level of vulnerability that a person might have at that young age, due to their innocence, due to your simplicity. Maybe at sometimes someone might even be too naive. This would lead to other problems that are really, really bad for yourselves and for the greater community. And that's why, yes, we believe that one should always be polite, always nice, always kind. You don't need to be aggressive or rude or arrogant just because someone is saying hello to you and they are of the opposite gender. But at the same time, being over friendly will lead you to avenues that you would not be interested in going. So courteous and being courteous is one thing, and at the same time, making sure that you have those boundaries set down for yourself is another thing. What happens when you do receive an inbox message, you do receive a phone call, you do receive some kind of hint from another person? It needs to be dealt with in the most professional way, making sure that you preserve your level of dignity, that you stay committed to your family, and also you give off a very, very good signal, a positive signal to the opposite party, making sure that they are aware that should there be an interest in something, for example, like marriage or anything else, they need to go about it the correct way, through the correct avenues, making sure that they preserve your respect, and they also keep their level of respect. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Muhammad, ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, Muhammad, يا خليل الله محمد. يا رسول الله محمد، يا شفيع الله محمد، يا بشير الله يا رسول الله.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we're talking about sincerity, we're talking about ikhlas, and how it relates to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Of course, we find that this sincerity is one of the most important building blocks, if not the most important building block, in our ubudiyah, in our worship and servitude and obedience to Allah. In the previous segment, we talked a little bit about Shahid Haj Qasim and how the esteemed martyr, one of the very highlighted aspects of his life was his sincerity. Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the previous leader of the Islamic Revolution, he very eloquently used to speak about this quality of sincerity and ikhlas in the maktab and the school of thought of Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani. Now it's interesting, but Imam Ali alayhi salam, His Eminence, says, "Whoever purifies their actions for Allah, Allah will turn their weaknesses into strengths." And this, dear friends, is precisely the miracle of servitude and ubudiyah on the various different battlefields against the arrogant powers of the world. Because there isn't just one battlefield in which this fight between truth and falsehood, salvation, prosperity, and destruction is taking place. There's various different fields of battle, whether it is the military battle, the financial economic battle, the political battle, the social media battle, the battle for the hearts and minds of the people, and not just the hearts and minds of the people, meaning we want to gain the hearts and minds of the people. No, we want to save and bring salvation and freedom to the hearts and the minds of the people all across the world. And so we find that the soldier in any of these various different battlefields, the soldier of the pure Muhammadan Islam, and this is something that we have been taught by the pure Muhammadan Islam, is that if one is killed, well, they become a martyr to eternally live and their name to be eternally etched in the era of humanity or in the history of humanity, just like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who of course is the Sayyid of the martyrs, as he is known as Sayyidus Shuhada. And if one remains alive, well, then they continue the fight and struggle to help implement truth and justice, fairness and equity, and bring about peace and prosperity and happiness to all of humanity. We find that an individual who has this ikhlas, who has this sincerity, who is doing things for the sake of Allah, who is doing things to bring about a better situation across the world, they will no longer fear any of America's drones or any of Israel's fighter jets. Matter of fact, they won't fear anything. They will become a superpower in of themselves. And this is the power of ubudiyah, the worship, the servitude, and obedience to Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
لا إله سواه لا تخالطه الظنون ولا العيون تراه الله جل في علاه هو أنسي وملاذي أحتمي بحماه حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.